The Purple Project Podcast, the weekend edition continues, folks. Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast Daily on this weekend edition of the podcast. This is coming in the end of February, folks, on this cold Sunday morning here, and we're going to take a little break from the action. Obviously, we will touch on baseball. Don't worry. We're going to have that own separate segment as well. We'll get you squared away with that and all the rest of the sporting action with K-State Athletics on a continuation notice on the Daily Edition. This is a perfect segue real quick to subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. What a big week for us. Me, the host of this podcast, my co-host Alex Aiden, we had our first special guest, 88 episodes into the weekly edition anyways, Keithan Valentine, the former K-State backup running back in the early 2000s, very exciting episode, very, very great point of views that he gives us, and oh, by the way, he will be coming back as a recurring guest on the Pro Project Podcast. We'll have him back probably in a few weeks here. We don't know our schedules yet on that. But definitely, if you have not listened to that, I encourage you definitely to download it, subscribe it. And also, you missed out on recent episodes of the weekly or any of the dailies for that matter, please subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast. If you're already not subscribed to Triple P, the latest Kansas State Wildcat podcast. Okay, just taking a time out from all the athletic stuff and moving into the classroom. Early in the week, Wednesday, K-State Athletics continue to really put the emphasis in the schoolwork in the classroom. And 8 Wildcats received the 12th annual Dr. Gerald Lage, we're going to go with Lag. I'm sorry, I butchered your last name. I'm sorry about that. Academic Achievement Award, which is the Big 12 Conference's highest academic honor in the announcement on Wednesday. 8 recipients for K-State represent Emily Crane from soccer, who major is kinesiology. McGuire Sullivan, also on the soccer team, biomedical engineering. Caitlin Hinke from the rowing team, majoring in interior architecture and product design. Ellie Hahn, rowing. Rowing, we have not really talked about them that much here on the podcast. Maybe one time on a daily a month ago. I know it's still pretty chill out there weather-wise right now. They're getting ready for their season here in the spring season here around the corner. As well, Han, majoring in integrative physiology, genealogy, man, my goodness. Kelsey Laddley, also on the rowing team, life sciences, integrated health studies. Kate Ogers, also on the rowing team. Damn! You got 4 girls. That's half the squad, rowing team. Shout out, rowing team. Well, that's one way to get on the podcast. Do work in the classroom. And do excellent stuff in the classroom and do work on the rowing team. So the rowing team represent for K-State on this episode. Biology for Ogers, Jessica Schenick, also on the rowing team. That's 5. Marketing, Cassidy Johnson. That's a name that I've mentioned on the daily. Women's track and field, cross country. She's all over the place. Spanish, dietetics. Nutrition and health as well. Total of 166 student athletes from the Big 12 member institutions earned the honor in 2022, which is obviously this year. The award is in memory of Laggy, who served as the Oklahoma State faculty athletics representative with the NCAA in the Big 8/Big 12 conference from 1983 until his death, passing back in 2007. He was the chairman of 3 occasions, 85, 86, 1993, 94, and 2003 to 2004. Lagi had been a member of the Oklahoma State family since 1986 when he joined the College of Business Administration as an assistant professor. During his tenure at Oklahoma State, he served as the Director of Graduate Studies in the Department of Economics from 1974 through 77. My goodness, I cannot speak today. Head of Department of Economics and Finance, 1978 through 84. Director of Oklahoma State Center of International Trade and Development, 1985 through 87, and Associate Dean of Research and Graduate Programs in the College of Business Administration, 1987, now I can say it, through 2004 as well. In order to be eligible for the accolade, student athletes must have lettered at least once in their career while maintaining residence at their institution for at least one academic year. The honoree, which can only be recognized once, should have 100 hours of earned credit with a cumulative grade point average of 3.8 at the time of the nomination right there. So kudos to the to pretty much three-fourths of the women's rowing team for doing work. And also we have two soccer players on there, as well as a Kelly John. Cassidy Johnson, there we go, from the cross-country track and field team as well. Again, Emily Crane, McGuire Sullivan, Caitlin Hinkey, Ellie Hahn, Kelsey Latley, Kate Ogers, Jessica Sheenick, and Cassidy Johnson. Good big-time shout-out to the ladies getting the job done in the classroom in their respective sports teams and getting honored for this prestigious award, the Dr. Lagey Academic Achievement Award in 2022. That deserves a round of applause right there. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, Audio Boomer, on Amazon as well, and a few more other places in the podcasting world, including Player FM as well. That is going to do it for right now in this edition of Triple P Daily Edition. Go Cats! Stay tuned for more coverage of K-State Athletics here on the Purple Project Podcast. This is Eddie Greer. Go Cats!